Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 26 today, verses 20 through 24. Jeremiah 26, verses 20 through 24. It says, there was another man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, from Kiriath-Jearim. He prophesied against this city and against this land in words like those of Jeremiah. And when King Jehoiakim, with all his warriors and all the officials, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard of it, he was afraid and fled and escaped to Egypt. Then King Jehoiakim sent to Egypt certain men, Elnath, Nathan, the son of Achbor, and others with him. And they took Uriah from Egypt and brought him to King Jehoiakim, who struck him down with the sword and dumped his dead body into the burial place of the common people. But the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, so that he was not given over to the people to be put to death. All right, we've been seeing this court scene. Jeremiah has been preaching against the city and against the temple because God told him to, because of the judgment that's coming. The people say, we don't like this. You deserve to die. They convene a court. Some of the leaders of Israel stand up and say, hey, hang on. Micah did this before in the days of Hezekiah, and he wasn't put to death. And the people listened to Micah, and God relented of what he was going to do. Then others say, yeah, but there was also an existent instance in Jehoiakim's time where they did kill a prophet because he said this. This guy Uriah, he went and ran into Egypt. They sent people to go get him, brought him back, and killed him. But ultimately, the decision, we see verse 24, the hand of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, so he was not given over to the people to be put to death. So, in other words, in the court proceeding, one group says, hey, one prophet did this, and he wasn't put to death, and God took care of us. Another one says, yeah, but I remember a time when a prophet was put to death, and nothing bad happened. And both groups are saying, one saying we want him to be put to death, others saying let's not. Ultimately, Jeremiah was spared. First off, I wanted to share with you a passage from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We've been touching on this, if you've been following along with our challenges this week, that our lives are in the hand of the Lord, and we need to trust that. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 2 Peter 2, verse 9 says, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. That doesn't mean that every righteous person will be spared when the wicked world wants to have them put to death. As you know, most of the disciples, the early apostles, actually were all put to death and were martyred for their faith. But the Lord knows how to spare us, and he sometimes being spared is by being able to go to heaven early. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul's sitting in prison, and he doesn't know at this time whether or not he's going to live or die. And he says in verse 19 and following, he says, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, talking about his imprisonment, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not at all be ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I'm to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which shall I choose? I can't tell. I'm hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. He then goes on and says, convinced of this, I know that I'm going to remain. But look at how he was wrestling. He goes, I got to be honest with you. If I stay in the body, it'll be more reward later on in heaven, and I'll be able to help you guys a little bit longer in your progress in the faith. But if I die, I get to go be with Christ and see him face to face, which is better by far. And as Paul wrestled with it, he realized he was in a win-win situation. If I die, I go be with Christ. If I live, that's further reward when I do ultimately go get to be with Christ. And so, folks, understand this. I don't know what is to come in the United States in the days and weeks and years and months to come and how long we have left before Jesus raptures his church. But even though we'll be spared the tribulation period, the Bible's very clear that the church will not be here for that. That doesn't mean we won't go through persecution and possible death. Brothers and sisters around the world are dealing with this right now, every day in their life. We in America have been spared of it most of the time. But you know what? A day is coming when it might not be so easy here in America as well. And you need to, ahead of time, have the mindset that says the Lord is able to take care of his righteous and preserve them while he holds the judgment for the wicked. But if I live or die, that's in the hands of God, and I'm good either way. That's the way to live, folks. I'm good either way, because everything God does is best. I look forward to sharing some more from Jeremiah on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.